Blog Talk Radio.
Just as I am, we found one.
Yes, my dear beloved. Good evening. Good evening, my dear beloved. This is Sister Powell, who will be your host this evening. We want to thank God that he had keep us safe so that we could join this moment. The word said, where two or three gather doing the things concerning you, will he is in the midst. And we know that he is here with us tonight at Thursday. And this is the time that we go in to offer a word of prayer. We are asking our sister and brother who are here just to bow your head. Let us pray. I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you, dear Lord, that we have a Father that we can come to surrender all our sins to, Lord, to confess them to you as we confess them to you, to forgive us and to cleanse us and to allow us, dear Lord, to cover with your righteousness. This evening, as we come to fellowship one with another and to give you the praises that due to you, we ask you to pour your sweet Holy Spirit upon us. Use us mightily this evening so that we will feel your presence. We thank you for our brothers and our sisters who are here on this line. And also thank you for those who are making the way to come to join us, Lord. We are asking you to give them traveling mercies. We want to thank you for a blessed day that you have given unto us today. And we are asking you, Father, this evening, help us, Lord, that we will look closer, draw closer, and we will do the things that you want us to do. Bless us, we pray, in Jesus' name, amen. Yes, my dear beloved, welcome on Advent, Health Thursday. I just want to welcome everyone who joining. We want to welcome those who are on the internet, the Netherlands, from Canada, Jamaica, from Tennessee, from Maryland, Washington, D.C., from Boston, and from upstate New York. We just want to thank you all that we have all can come together to give praises. And now, my dear beloved, we are going to open our line so that our scripture passage can be read. We have our scripture passage opening scripture is Genesis 1:29-30, and also 3 John 1:4 and Revelation 22:1-2. So I'm going to open the first line who put up their hand that they would like to participate. 225-337, your line is open.
Amen. Sister Power, I am driving, so I just want to thank God for the prayer line, but I'm driving right now. I won't be able to read.
Oh, okay.
Just to share. Yeah, I'm going to share. Just want to share. Okay? I'm going to wait for you to finish
the
reading.
Well, I think we're going to read the scripture first, Sister Power. I'm going to open up that. We'll just read the scripture that, you know, the scripture. Well, we have another reader here, Sister Leola. I will open the line for you to hear when the time comes. Okay? What happened here?
I'm here. I'm open, Sister Power. You wanted me to read
on
the scripture?
Okay. Yes, please.
The first one?
Genesis 1:29-30.
All right, thank you so much. All right, it's a pleasure to be here with you. The scripture, Genesis 1:29, and the last portion of 30 says, "And God said, Behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree-yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat." And the last portion of verse 30 says, "I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so." Here ends the reading, Genesis 1:29-30 from the King James Version Bible.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for reading that. I will read the 3 John 1 to 4. It said, the elder unto the well-beloved Gallus, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou may prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I have rejoiced greatly when I heard the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. The Lord said he has no greater joy than to hear when all his children walk in the truth. What a promise is that he have given unto us. And now we will go to Revelation 22. Revelation 22, 1 to 2. You would like to read that? Revelation 22, 1 to 2.
Okay, certainly I could read that. Revelation 22, verses 1 and 2. And it reads, reading from the King James Version, it says, and he showed me a pure river of water, of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And verse 2 says, in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. Here ends the reading.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for reading that scripture. And it is such a blessed promises that God have given unto each and every one. You know, that tree of life, I am telling you. And we do know that each one of us on this line here tonight is just praying that one day, we will see that tree of life and we will enjoy the fruit and, you know, just give thanks to God for what he has done for us. Yes, my dear beloved, we welcome everyone tonight, El Thursday. And it is our custom, my dear beloved. I don't want anyone to feel that we are repeating the same scripture day by day. But you know what? It is so important for the scriptures so that we can memorize it and we can also share with others the promises that God have given unto us. So as tonight is Health Reform Night, I just want to thank Sister Carla for putting on these wonderful quotes, right? We know we have the 8 laws of health that God have given unto us, and we are asking everyone tonight, you know, can just share some of the wonderful things that happen while you guys take some of these natural remedy, the herb, the leaf that the Lord have given unto us, and to help boost our immune system. But before you guys come on the floor to share some of those wonderful health benefits that you have got, we are going to read our quote that our dear sister have been placing each night. And we just want to thank her for, you know, just reminding us, you know, how important the health message is to this gospel message. It said that the influence of the mind on the body as well as of the body on the mind shall be emphasized. The electric power of the brain promoted mental activity, vitalized the whole system, and this an invaluable aim in resisting disease. This should be made plain, the power of the will and the importance of self-control, both in the preservation and in the recovery of health. The depressing and even ruinous effect of anger, discontent, selfishness, or impurity and on the other hand, the marvelous life-giving power to be found in cheerfulness. Unselfishness, gratitude should also be shown. And this is coming from Education 197.2. My dear beloved, as we have listened to these readings, you know, and it brings me to a passage this evening, not just a statement, oh Lord, this evening, my dear beloved, what took place, right? And this evening I was just sharing with someone that hunger is something that, you know, will get you really confused. When you are hungry, you will do all manner of evil things. And this is what it said, ruin effects of anger, discontent, selfishness, or impurity, right? All these things. And the Lord wants us, you know, to get rid of all these stuff that is easily besetting us and getting us in trouble. So we just have to pray that God will keep us, that we will not be selfish, we will not be angry with our brothers and sisters, and that we will present his character in everything we do. So now is the time again, my dear beloved, welcome again. And now is the time I'm going to open the line that you guys can share. You know, Sister Leola was driving, so I give her the opportunity. Our line is open, 225-337, your line is open.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. This is Sister Leola, and I am calling from Baton Rouge. I'm leaving out of Baton Rouge. So I just want to thank God for his word, because his word is true. And Sister Power, you brought something to my attention. And you wonder why so much criminal, so much anger, so much hate. Because you know, when the people eat all this stuff that they eat today, and it bring the animal, or some reason, it bring it out of them, the murder, the hate, the want to hate somebody, and all sorts of things. You know, we just, and when we saw when God said that man shouldn't eat the blood, because the blood, when you see the animals, the lions and all that that's in the woods, out in the area where they kill to eat, and you see once an animal tastes that blood, they have to put him down. So the situation with the murder today, how we see so much killing and people in so much, it's like they get a sort of, I can't find my word for it, but I know what I want to say, but it just don't come to my mind yet. But they get something out of killing somebody because of the blood and the anger. And I just want to say, God said, eat that herb, because you see that lamb and that cow, all these things that eat herbs, they just as humble. And you know, and that was something that went through my mind as Sister Stephanie was reading and as you was mentioning about the criminal. And I just thank God that he showed us these things. And let me tell you, Sister Power, if I had not been Adventist, I would not see this. If I had not been studying these things, I wouldn't know this. So I just want to thank God for what he did up. That the blood, that people eat straight blood today. And by God's grace, I just don't know how they can do it. So I just want to thank God for giving us so much light on this prayer. I mean, on this prayer line and being at this, you know, because I would have never understood eating blood. I've gotten that from truly the Adventist passage. So I just want to thank God for this prayer line, and I want to thank God for you, Sister my sister, Sister Stephanie, and all. And I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to let you go on, I'm going to go on this. Sister Stephanie, I saw a teenage young man, big boy, and this big boy was there with his mother and his father, and he wanted to go to McDonald's to eat. And his father said, no, you've been misbehaving. That boy cursed his mother, stole the finger, took that big belt off, threw it. He was sitting. Oh, my goodness, he cut up. So this thing that children don't want nothing but McDonald's, that's all they want to eat. And so what is the mind? So that's all I wanted to share. It's so critical today. So critical. So thank you, Sister Power, for opening my
line
and speaking about that. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for coming and joining and sharing. You know the blood we have been studying, that the life is in the blood. So people are eating life, right? The life, right? So we just have to, we have the message. And just ask the Lord to help us that we will be brave and that we can go out and share, because all these things that is happening, we know that we are consuming these things in our body, and it is not good for us. We have animal passion and all these things that is happening within human beings. So we have the message, and we hope that, you know, God will use us, that we will able to go and to teach both and help us too, that we will be doers of the word. Right? 250, your line is open. Can you? 250-240. Sorry. 240.
Hi, Sister Power. Oh, yes. I mean, you know, God is just so good, so awesome. You talked about the, you know, and I like what Sister Leola was talking about, you know, the blood. You're absolutely right. I think if we weren't walking with Christ, we would be animals, right? And so mm-hmm. for someone to slay or take somebody's life, yesterday I actually went to my specialist, my rheumatologist, and, you know, they had to draw blood. And you know me, I'm querying. And so I asked the lady as she's pulling my blood to do, you know, to do all the different tests, I asked her, I said, you know, well, can you tell me, I said, will this be able to allow you to tell me my blood type? She said, no. But she said, what I can tell you is that your blood is very rich and it flows very well. And she said, do you drink a lot of water? And I said, yes. And she said, I could tell. I could tell because of the color of your blood, because of the way how your blood is flowing. Right. And so it comes back to one of the eight doctors that makes house call: water, right? Rest, air, being temperate, right? Trusting in God, right? Exercising, nutrition, sunlight. Those are all wonderful things that we need to make sure that we're incorporating within our life consistently. Sometimes we do a little bit more of the nutrition than we do the exercise or the water. But we need to make sure that we're bridging all of them together. And so those are some of the things that, you know, I can share, you know, with you all as well. And it helps, you know, when you're utilizing, you know, the eight doctors that makes house calls, it is a full body type of situation, right? So it's working every organ. It's working you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. So those are some wonderful things that I do, that water with the lemon in it. Sister Tamika would talk about the balm, you know, the onion, the ginger, the garlic, and the cayenne pepper and the lemon juice. And I also, for me, I do hydrotherapy. It is a preventive cure for me. So every morning I'm doing my hot and cold, because I go into the school system with kids that are coming from everywhere, right? And so those are some of the things that I use that will be able to assist with the information. I went to see my doctor. I just wanted to share this with you, and I'm going to wrap up. I went to see the same doctor, awesome, awesome, awesome man, and he was like, what happened to your foot? And I told him, and he went and pulled up my MRI, and he says the MRI shows, he said, even though it looked terrible, what the analysis was that I didn't, it's surgical. I didn't have to get surgery. And I thought about it. This is a black doctor. He went to Howard, right? So he's one of my alma mater. He went to my alma mater. But he's so real. He makes that, you know, natural with that, you know, convention. Most of the times he's telling me, he asks you, what is it you prefer? And he would lead you to whatever you said you prefer. And so, you know, I prefer the natural remedy. And so he went in and he looked at me and he said, you know what? He said, that's amazing. And so I said, it's God. You know, I told him what happened. And he went and looked and he pulled up the MRI and he says, well, the MRI looks bad. It says that it was, you know, it looked bad. But he said that at the end, the note that they gave was that I did not need, it was not necessarily, they did not recommend the surgery quite yet. So he said to me, what are you doing? So I told him, I'm doing physical therapy. He said, you still doing that? I said, yeah, I'm going to continue to do it. He checked my knee out, and gave me some things that I need to do. And he said, okay, you know, it's coming along. But one of the things he pointed out when he told me that it was, the report stated that it really didn't need surgery quite yet. It wanted, you know, they wanted to see me heal, kind of like, you know what I mean, with the therapy and stuff. I had asked the specialist, the doctor who saw me, about my knee, my torn meniscus. I asked him, I said, can I do physical therapy? He was like, no. His main thing was for me to do surgery. So when I shared that with my doctor, he said, Seth, that's what they do. They're surgeons. They want to perform surgery, even if they don't have to, right, because it's money. So I just thank God for these doctors. I'm going to ask you to pray for him, Dr. Robeson, a godly, kind man, very empathetic, very sympathetic, very not, he listened to his patient, and he worked along with the patient. So he said, I'm going to keep that knee, keep checking it. You know, he prays. You know, when you go in there, he'd say a silent prayer, you know, before he even started looking and checking you out. So we know that, you know, God has placed people in position to be able to assist his children. And so I want to thank you for that, Sister Powell. And then I know I'm going to be in and out. I do want to give a praise report. I thank you for your prayers, everybody. This is my first. I've done 4 days with my kids. And, you know, quote, unquote, you know, they gave me all the, quote, unquote, problematic kids that they deem to be bad. But, you know, with our Heavenly Father, our children aren't bad, right? And so God is working it out, allowing them to be calm, allowing them to be obedient, allowing them to listen, right? And I know that God is going to work all things out together for my good, and those children are going to be a blessing, and God will bless them to be able to, you know, to allow them to improve on what they need on their deficit. So thank you, Sister Powell, for opening up my line and allowing me to share. All right, bless God. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you for that praise report from the doctor. You know, it is good as you gave those reports. You know what, we know that we have godly doctor who depend upon Jesus Christ, you know, because they know that he is the great physician, you know, the great physician is there to guide them. So they are doing what God wants them to do. So sure, we will be praying for that doctor. Yes, my dear beloved, God is so good, he's so great, and he is worthy, worthy, worthy at all times to be praised. Welcome again, and thank you all for joining. And this line from 857-505, your line is open.
Hello, Sister Powell. Hello, my brothers and sisters on this prayer line. How we do, beloved? God is good, beloved. He's worthy to be praised, Sister Powell. I'd like to thank God for everything you have done for me and my mom. And Sister Powell, my dear sister, today, Sister Powell, I talked to Sister Tamiko today, Sister Powell. I called Sister Tamiko and check how she's doing, my dear sister, and guess what happened, Sister Powell, my dear sister? Brother Javel was yelling at me, and you know what I say, Sister Powell, to Brother Javel, I say to him, I rebuke that evil spirit out of you in the name of Jesus. I say in the mighty name of Jesus, I declare it in the mighty name of Jesus, and and Sister and Sister Tamiko heard him screaming, Sister Power, Sister Power, Sister Tamiko heard him screaming in the backyard, and me and Sister Tamiko say, in the mighty name of Jesus, and Sister Power, Sister Tamiko is going to tell you, my dear sister, Sister Tamiko will tell you on this line because she's very loving, Sister Power, my boy. We want us to lift up my mom and pray, Sister Power. And Sister Power, don't forget to pray for individuals too, Sister Power. And Sister Power, I forgot to tell Sister Miola about that part, my dear sister. But Sister Miola heard on this prayer line. So please lift up Brother Javel that God would change him, Sister Power, in the name of Jesus. And Sister Power, guess what, Sister Power? Sister Tamiko just read Luke 4, verse 8, Sister Power, because Sister Tamiko is about to read it on this line, Sister Power.
Amen. Brother Eli, thank you for sharing. And you know what? You leave Brother Joel in the name of Jesus, right? Don't worry about Brother Joel. Leave him alone, right? And God is able, if you know that God is able to take care of everything, we just have to let it go and let Jesus handle the situation, right? So we will be praying for Brother Joel, and you just leave him alone. God is good at all times. 843-206, your line is open.
Amen. Thank you so much for opening my mind, Sister Power. God bless you all, beloved. I'm so grateful to be here on the Health Thursday prayer line. It's the health message, is the right arm of the gospel. Praise the Lord. Amen. I just want to give the Lord all praise and honor and glory. I thank the Lord for everything he has done for me and for my family, for putting us in our new home. I'm so grateful. Only God could do that. So I just give him praise and honor. Hallelujah in the name of Jesus. Amen. I have a scripture to read from Psalm chapter 67, verses 1 through 7. Amen. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen. And I do have a health nugget about drinking water. As I heard Sister Stephanie say, we have to drink water. It's so important. The scripture is taken from Isaiah 43, verse 20. I give waters to drink to my people. Did you know that nearly 90% of the human body is made up of water? That is a clue that H2O is essential for your health. Staying hydrated will help improve your circulation and rid your body of dangerous toxins. While your needs may vary, generally most people should drink at least 9 ounces of glass of water per day. Men need more water than women, and you'll need more if you're physically active. So make it your goal to stay hydrated, and your body will thank you. Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. You finished, Sister Tamiko? Yes, my dear beloved. Thank you, Sister. Sister Tamiko, you finished?
Sister Powell, I'm just asking for prayer for my family and for the prayer line as well. Amen.
Okay,
God bless you.
Okay, thanks. Okay, God bless. Thank you, my dear. Thank you. How important it is for water. Water is supposed to be very healthy for our bodies. So we just want to thank God that, you know what, he gave us fresh drink of water instead of sweet beverages. We need water because our body is made up of how many water? Most water. Right? Okay. All right, my dear beloved guest. Okay. 423-634, your line is open. Can you tell your name and your
name? Amen. Yes, good evening, Sister Powell. This is Sister Carla from Tennessee. I'm just praising the Lord, thanking him yet for another day. It's been a busy day all day for me, and God is good. I was able to minister to some ladies I came in contact with here about the cayenne pepper, how it helps with strokes, and if there's blood clot anywhere, it relieves that. And people, you know, these simple remedies, people don't know. And I was talking to another lady that as I was getting stuff for the camp, my camping trip, and she, you know, told me about her grandmother had recipe and used to use herbs and different stuff, and, you know, she had to get back to using it. And I said, yes, that's good. And, you know, I was just impressed to go back in the car, get my little sample. I had a great controversy because I was telling her about Satan impersonating Christ and just sharing about what's going on and what we need to do and, you know, eat natural and stuff. And came back and I gave it to her, and she gave me a hug. She was like, thank you, praise the Lord. And, you know, it was a blessing for me to share with her. And, again, I just want to thank the Lord for provision as I'm getting ready to head out to the camp meeting in Mississippi. I'm going to, as you guys keep me in prayer, I'll keep you in prayer. I'll be gone for about 4 to 5 days, and I'm just thanking the Lord. As we all know, when we used to get ready for Advent Light camp meeting, there was a lot of preparation, but, you know, I don't have to do anything but just take my food, because everyone, this is a, you take your food or you pay for the food. So me and the brethren that are going together, we're taking our food and everything. And it's, you know, it's just a wilderness. We have the pop-up tent to take our shower and the porta potty and the different things. And it's just, I believe for me, it's helping me to get used to being in nature. And I just love nature, but getting used to spending time in nature, out in nature, and not sleeping within a house or a building, but out in nature and communing with the Lord and being with brethren. So it's truly a blessing, and I'm so excited. Just want to share about Corilla, C-H-L-O-R-E-L-L-A. I believe I shared this a long time ago, but it's a very good health tip for each and every one of us. Also, spirulina is very powerful. So Corilla, it say just take 1 teaspoon a day, can boost hair health. You know, it boosts its growth. It cleanses the toxin, reduce bloating from the stomach. It clears the skin, and it's also good for our body because we're putting this natural green herbs back into our body that will help our body and help fight the toxin and the heavy metal and those things that, you know, we're bombarded with day after day as we go out, the water we're drinking, and in the food. So I just thank God for his natural remedy. So God bless my brothers and sisters, and may the Lord watch between you and me. And I just want to thank the Lord. And if I, you know, we don't know when he's coming and when we're leaving. So if I had, you know, I just want to ask for forgiveness if I had, you know, done anyone wrong, knowingly or unknowingly. I just, you know, want to ask for forgiveness, and let us be come together and unified in love in Christ. Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Carlo. We will be missing you, but sure, we will be praying for you out there in the wilderness. And you know what? This is what we all need at this time. You know, come out, you know, come out from around Oslo and to live or to look and to enjoy the nature that God have given unto us. And also spiritual character building you know, in the nature and in the country, you know. So we just thank God that you will be there, and sure we will be praying on behalf of you so that the Holy Spirit will pour out upon that group, you know, so that they will not just only go there, but they will find their life, you know, different, and they will find their character within you, so that they will strive, right? So we all are going to pray for you, Sister Lee, Sister Paula, and continue to pray for us. Thank you again for joining. Yes, my dear beloved, we are opening line 518-6506. Your line is open. Can you share? Tell your name, where you're calling from.
My name is Paulette Barnaby. I'm calling from Albany, New York. I just want to thank God for his keeping care and for his tender mercy, for providing, for doing what he's doing in my life. I just want to give him all the honor, all the glory, all the praise that he's given to his name. I want to... Want me to sing a song or you want me to pray?
Yes, sir. You go on. You go on. You can.
Okay. All the way my Savior leads me, what have I to ask beside? Can I doubt his tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? Every peace, divinest comfort, here by faith in him to dwell. For I know whatever befalls me, Jesus doeth all things well. For I know whatever befalls me, Jesus doeth all things well. All the way my Savior leads me, chariot winding path I tread. Give me grace for every trial, feed me with the living bread. Though my weary steps may falter, and my soul athirst may be, gushing from the rock before me, though a spring of joy I see. Gushing from the rock before me, though a spring of joy I see. All the way my Savior leads me, oh, the fullness of his love. Perfect rest to me is promised in my Father's house above. When I wake to life immortal, sing my flight to realms of day. Teach my song to endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. This my song to endless ages, Jesus led me all the way.
Amen.
Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the thoughts I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Our Father, who art in heaven, all the way you lead me, Lord, I will go. Heavenly Father, I come before you this evening. Nothing in my hands I bring but simple to you. I come unworthy and holy and done nothing good. But, O God, because of your grace and your mercy, Lord, I am here. So your compassion fail not. It is you every morning. Great is your faithfulness. O God, please anoint me from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. Create in me clean heart and renew right spirit within me, God. If there's anything in me that is unlike you, rebuke, remove it, and destroy it, O God. Search me and know my heart. Try me and know my thought. And Lord, if there is any wicked way in me, lead me in the way everlasting. Help me to study your word. Let it be a lamp unto my feet, O God, and a light unto my path. And help me to study your word so that I might not sin against you. Father, we come this evening, Lord, not because we are good while we are on this line, but it's because of your goodness and your mercy. And you have given us another chance so that we can make our right, wrong, or wrong right with you, dear God. So, Father Jesus, we come. Not because we have mouth to talk and ears to hear, oh God, and eyes to see, but we come because you is the God. You have created us, and you know what purpose we stand on this earth. So please, Jesus, help us to be faithful. Help us to put away self. Help us to put away pride. Help us to put away attitude, oh God, and to come boldly before the throne of grace so that we may obtain mercy and we can find grace to help us in time of need. Be with each and every one of us on this line, along with our children, our grandchildren, our brothers and sisters, oh God, all our family members, God, put them before you. Lord, please, God, do for all of us what we cannot do for ourselves, dear Jesus. Be with every mother, every father, every child, all over the world in diverse places. Lord, so many things are happening. So many people are in need. So many people are dying. So many people are need you, Jesus. Please, God, send your angel to encamp around about them to beat back every darkness so that they can see your light and come to glorify you as God and Father. Father Jesus, be with every schools, be with every teachers, oh God, be with every student, and Lord, as they go with them, God. God, and guide them. Send your holy angel to God and guide them. Beat back all the darkness, because so many things are happening all around the world, dear God. Father, you are everywhere at the same time, God. Please, Jesus, do for all of us and everyone what no one can do for us. We need your help. We need your strength. We need your guidance. We need your protection. We need your power. Oh, God, help us, Jesus. Help us, Lord, to look to you, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Help us, dear God, to fight the good fight of faith and to lay hold on eternal life. Because, Lord, you is eternal life. And if we are faithful, dear God, help us to put away all the things that so easily beset us and to look to you, oh, God, because we need you. Please, God, heal us, God. Strengthen us. Come, dear Father in heaven, and tabernacle round about us. Beat back every darkness and let your bright light shine so that others may see you shining through us. Be with this prayer line, dear God, and as we go on this prayer line, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday, and not only on the prayer line alone, we may remember that you is God and God alone, and you is too worthy to be praised. So, Father God, thank you for what you have been doing for us. What you're doing now, what you continue to do. Be with the speaker who will break bread of life, dear God. Let the speaker not be seen, but let you be seen. And what the word that the speaker speak, let every word go from your throne. Oh God, thank you for everything. Thank you for your own life. Thank you for touching us. Thank you for healing us. Thank you for rebuking and removing all the obstacles out of our way, so that our eyes may see the brightness of your glory. Thank you, I praise God, I magnify your name. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you, my dear beloved Sister Barnaby, for that song, All the Way My Savior Leads Me, and also your scripture reading. And pray for us if there is no other time we need a prayer for from our brothers and our sisters. Now we saw all the things that is happening, and only prayer can help us. You know, our prayer life, you know, with each and every one of us as we petition to the Lord. You know, we just have to believe that the Lord is able to do all things. So I just want to thank God. And, you know, we are on this line every Monday, Thursday, and Friday, and Sabbath, and Sunday. And, you know, we can look in to God's word, and we can pray. We can sing songs to give God thanks. And also, as we join together as one, you know, singing songs and reading God's word,
depend upon God, because only God can help us. We have seen how the weather, nature, what is happening, and everywhere we turn, we heard about climate change, climate change. We have been hearing that so much, and we do know that God is God, and he can control the whole world. But man feel that they can take it upon their head to do things, and the Lord is not pleased. So I just want to give God thanks for everything that he has done, and, you know, just to look upon him each moment and to ask him to keep us so that we will be able to stand on that great day. And as we are preparing to go in prayer, my dear beloved, we are asking our brothers and sisters, we come to the garden. We listened a while ago about the testimony of our brothers and our sisters, testimony of our dear sister who will be going out this week at the camp meeting in nature, you know, going out praying, going out to commune with God, going out to present themselves, you know, so that the Holy Spirit will come down upon each and every one of those who will be out there in the wilderness. And you know what? God wants us to be in the wilderness. When we are in the wilderness, we will shape our character like Jesus Christ. So we are going to, and there is no one else who would like to share, I will just share and sing a song, and then we'll go into our prayer. And we have a little time because our speaker will come on around 8:30, right? Our own brother and our own sister, we, you know, will be on this line to share and to give God all the praise. And I will just sing this little song, just listen to the word, because as we are going in that garden that God promised us the tree of life once more, right, one day soon and very soon. So we are going to ask the Holy Spirit to fall upon each one of us as we prepare our soul, prepare our heart in prayer, and we can ask for a few prayer so that, you know, we will be able to build on our message tonight. All right, let's sing this song. I come to the garden alone while the dew was still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my hair, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other as evermore. And he walks, my speaks, and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds are there singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other as ever known. I'd in the garden with him, though the night around me be falling, but he bids me go to the voice of woe. His voice to me is calling, and he walks with me and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other as ever known. Thank you, my dear beloved, for listening. I will offer a word of prayer. We're going to pray for those who are not on the line, Sister Brenda and Brother John. And we are asking you to bow and kneel that we can, or kneel that we can lift up prayer. And we're going to do more than one prayer this evening. Let's pray. Father, we want to thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you are a father, that your children can come before you. We are asking you, Lord, to forgive us of all our many sins. We are asking you, Lord, to allow us as we gather at the welcome table to share our testimony and praise and to give you thanks in songs and scripture reading and to request his, Lord. We are asking you to pour your sweet Holy Spirit upon us. We lift up every brothers and sister on this line. We lift up our sisters who will be traveling this weekend, Lord, to the camp meeting, dear Lord, to have a closer relationship with you, dear Lord. We present the team to you, Lord. We present the message that will be spoken. We present the scriptures, Lord. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, Lord, will be abiding with your brothers and sisters out there for these few weeks, Lord. We place them in your care. Lord, you know everything about us, Lord, and you are crying out to us so that we will come up to that standard where we will be ready at all times to be obedient to your command. So this evening, Father, we pour out our heart to you and allow your spirit to reign within us, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the plan of salvation. We thank you for your gift and your power, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, who you leave and said that, Lord, the Holy Spirit will bring back to our remembrance that we can present your truth. And at this time, dear Lord, we lift up your men, your women, your boys, your girls, especially our children. We lift them up to you, Lord, those children on this line. Heavenly Father, when we look, I know we saw how you have been using young children, Lord, to present your message, Lord, so that they will stand upon the solid rock of Jesus Christ, Lord. We lift them up to you. We lift them up, Father God, because you call young men to be strong, and you told us in your word that these young people will be leaders of tomorrow, Lord. So we ask you to cover them under your blood, dear Lord. Lord, we lift up our dear sister Carla, children, to you, Lord Jesus. Continue to pour your blessing. We lift up Sister Stephanie, children, your grown young people, Lord. There are no children, they are grown young people. We lift them up, Lord. We lift up dear Father, Brother Eli, presenting the word with Goku and Jahari and all his friends, his mother, as he lift them up, dear Lord. We do not know the art. Only you can do the art cleaning, Lord. Only you are the one who can pour your sweet Holy Spirit upon him. So, Lord, as we present him to you, Lord Jesus, just allow peace to reign, dear Father, and the Holy Spirit will keep and guide them, Lord. We lift up Sister Tamiko and her family members, Lord, and also her children, her mother, her siblings, and our list of names that she had presented to you, Lord. We lift up our dear Sister Barnaba, continue to bless her as she present the message, Lord, to our work at her workplace and everyone who she come contact with, Lord. We lift her up. You know everything about her and our desire to follow and to continue to trust you. We also lift up dear our dear beloved brother, Sister Cancinelli, with her children and her grandchildren and our community. Lord, we lift them up. Lift up myself, Lord Jesus, giving you praises. Bring honor and glory. Your servant was to do surgery, and it have been put off, Lord, and canceled for 3 times. But you, God, is God, and you can do all things. And you gave me that peace that passeth all understanding to realize that, Lord, you are in control. So, Lord, I place my life in your hand. Continue to pour your blessings, Lord, and continue to lead us into righteousness. We lift up Brother Rick, Lord, as he will be going out this weekend, Lord. We ask you to give them the strength, the courage, traveling mercies, and allow them, dear Lord, that they will all reach safely, and Father, they will present you with that gathering. Continue to bless, continue to keep. We lift up Brother O'Neill, Lord, who will be presenting the message this evening. Father, we ask you to use him mightily, that he will come and present the word, Lord. We also lift up our dear Sister Stephanie. We thank you at the report that she got from the doctor office, Lord, and to know that she depend upon you. And you are God and only God alone who she trusts, and also of our students, them, those children in the classroom. Lord, give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that they will come to know you. We lift up Sister Brenda and Brother John and Sister Brenda, daughter and son and the grandchildren. We lift them up to you, dear Lord. We lift up, dear Father God, your church, Lord, and our brothers and our sister, our leadership in our churches, Lord, and we lift up every brothers and sister over the world as we are facing trials and tribulation all over. But we can trust you and we can depend upon you because you are God and you are able to do all things. So, Heavenly Father, as we come, Lord, to you boldly to the throne, we are asking you to pour your sweet Holy Spirit upon us. Help us, Lord, in our prayer life that we will continue to be praying, continue to be fasting, continue to be studying your word so that we can carry out the true gospel message that you want us, in which you told us you love to hear when we settled in the truth, and you want us to present the truth to this world, Lord Jesus. So we present our life in your care. Bless us and keep us, Lord, and help us to be faithful, we pray in Jesus' loving name. With thanksgiving, we praise you and we bring glory to you in Jesus' name. Amen. I am going to open again, my dear beloved. We can do some few more prayer before. So before we present the message, 240-988. Can you, if you find yourself to do a prayer for us, would like you to lift up the unspoken requests and those silent requests.
Amen, amen. Yes, Sister Paul, I do have somebody here that wanted to, before we go into prayer, I wanted just to thank God for all of his grace and his mercies. Kaji actually came home. We were able to work it out. The house was clean. She had up until today to move out all of her stuff.
and God just allowed it to happen. He had blessed her with a whole lot of awesome godly uncles and godly men within her life, within her village, and, you know, was able to, Brother Norman was able, Uncle Norman was able to go. We got the vehicle. She was able to pack everything up, and I was able to, I could put under my belt. I could put under my belt that I am able to drive a big 15-foot U-Haul truck. Even in my in my unstable state with my knee, I was able to do it because, you know, hey, God says where there's a will, he will certainly make a way. So I just thank God for that, her safe traveling mercies. She will be finishing up some of her schooling here because she's doing virtual online classes with the university. So just continue to lift her up, continue to ask in prayer as you pray in your private closet for her, that God will give her strength and that God will manifest himself and will just continue to draw her closer to thee as Sister Powell has prayed. And I do want to pray for Kaj, for KJ too as well, just being able to be the person that just is helping every different way, you know, always the one to, you know, kind of come in and swoop and help. Pray that God will continue to strengthen him as well. And so let's bow our heads as we go into another season of prayer before the speaker comes on. Heavenly Father, we bow before you, and we're just so thankful that you know all the things that are best for your children. We are unworthy, Heavenly Father, but you bless us anyway. You know the beginning from the end. You are the author and the finisher, Heavenly Father. There is nothing that takes you by surprise, and I pray that you will remove anything from us that is not in line with you, Heavenly Father, and fill us with your Holy Spirit. Allow your light to shine through us so that every individual, every person that we come in contact with, they will want to draw nearer to you. You heard the prayer request. You heard the silent prayer of the heart. You know each and every person that is on this line. You know the very number of here that is on our heads. That's how special we are to you, Lord. And we ask that as you hear and dig deep into their hearts, Lord, you will allow their desire to be in line with you, and you will allow your will to manifest in their lives. We pray for the speaker, Brother O'Neill, and his children. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will touch them even right now, Heavenly Father. Let them feel your presence. Draw them closer to you. We are so thankful for this opportunity, for this line. We thank you, Lord, for your grace. We thank you for your mercies. We thank you for your healing power. We thank you for the fact that you have delayed the surgery for Sister Powell's eye. You know what is best. And so we know that you are in control. We know that whatever the enemy, whatever conspiracy the enemy has laid at our feet, you have already gained victory over it. So we thank you for all the wonderful things that you have done for us. We are undeserving of it, but because of your grace and your mercies, you bless us anyway. Be with all of the educators, all of the children. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will continue, Lord, to allow them to be obedient and to be peaceful and to give joy to all of the adults, Lord, that they come in contact with. We thank you, Lord, for the blessing for Sister for Kaja. Lord, you gave her safe traveling mercies. I pray, Lord, that you will open up your storeroom, Lord, and you will pour out the blessing on her, Kaj, on KJ, and also on her uncle, Brother Norman, Brother Paul, who was very instrumental in making sure, in short notice, that she was able to get out of the home on time, and the walkthrough was today. We pray that the landlord, Lord, will do the right thing. But, Lord, we thank you, because we know all things work together for good for them who love the Lord. I pray, Lord, that you will continue to strengthen me, remove anything from me that is not in line with you, Lord, as we know, Lord, that we want to go home. We want to be saved. But we know, Lord, that we are begging that you will hold back the wind of strife so that we can bring this message to others. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering. Whatever I fail to ask, Heavenly Father, please do not fail to grant it. Lord, as you know, there's so many people that are connected to this line, the Richardson. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will be with them even right now, Lord. We pray, Lord, for Brother Rick, Brother Ray, Sister Brenda, and all of their children, Lord. We pray that you will bless them. Nicole, Heavenly Father, Amari, Shiloh, and Jarvis Jr., we lift them up to you. And we know, Lord, that you can work miracles. You can change things around. And we thank you so much, Lord, for what you have done. We thank you for the healing power. We thank you the fact that, Lord, surgery was canceled because you are the great physician. We bless your name. We give you honor, glory, and praise. Forgive me of anything that I've done that is not in line with you, my shortcomings, Heavenly Father, iniquities, Lord. We pray that you will just remove that from me so that this prayer will not be hindered. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for praying. And my dear beloved, we can do another prayer. Brother O'Neill said he would to 8:30, right? So we have a little time. And I just read this little chapter before we go into his right on time. I will just read this little, and as it is from here as we listen, counsel and diet and food. And this little passage, it impresses me because we know that the Lord told us that there are something cannot be wrought. Some of the things that we have is only with prayer and fasting. And as we listen to Brother O'Neill, Brother Sister Carlo, we know that they will be in the wilderness, and I know they will be praying on our behalf and pray for themselves. So it said, when special divine help is needed, we have special divine help that is needed now, and we are asking every soul, every one of us, let us listen and, you know, take these words of encouragement and promises very serious, because that is what we have to depend upon, this Health Thursday, for help and for guidance of our Jesus Christ, and for to be feeding upon his word. It said here, for certain things, fasting and prayer are recommended and appreciated. In the hand of God, they are a means of cherishing the heart, cleansing the heart, and promoting receptive frame of mind. We obtain answer in our prayer because we humble our soul before God. So God wants us to humble our soul before him, my dear beloved. So this is the time that we are going to open the line for a speaker. You know, and we want to thank everyone for joining. And please, we are asking you to get your notepad, your Ministry of Healing, your King James Version Bible, and also your tablet, so that you can take down some notes that we can go back over. We have a full house, my dear beloved. So we just want to welcome everyone on this line and just pray that, you know, we will be blessed. We will be fed with the truth tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, we lift up the speaker once more. We ask you to pour your sweet Holy Spirit upon him. Use each one of us. And we thank you for this sweet fellowship. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved. The next voice you will hear, the next line you will hear is our speaker, 319. What is going on here? 319-8995, your line is open.
Pleasant good evening, everyone. Truly a privilege to be alive. I want to thank God for his goodness and his grace. Thank you for his protective care. Thus far through this week, on the road every day, driving in. My job, it's not easy. So much stuff you have to come up against while driving on the road. God, protective arm is over us, and we have to give God thanks for that. Truly, our God is amazing. He has done great things for us. And more and more day by day, we can see his hands of mercy near his voice of cheer. Just the time I need him, he's always near. So I want to thank God for this line. Thank you, Sister Paul, for opening up my line. Thanks each and everyone to be on the line. Wasn't on the line earlier because I was doing some juicing, one of my favorite stuff, doing sometime at least once a month. I have to put some juice into my body. Like, so they're making some green juice, yeah. It's from one of Jamaica's favorite, and that is the Callaloo, or the AKA Callaloo. They call it in Jamaica, but we know it as amaranth in the U.S., yeah. So I was juicing some of that. Get my blood level flowing always because it's loaded with iron, so it's good for the blood. So I'm here. Let us pray before we begin. Most kind of loving and eternal Father, I want to thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We thank you for each and everyone that are joined on the line. Thank you for those that have shared already. Lord, I pray, Lord, that whatever they have shared will be a blessing to each and every one of us. Father, it's not just a year, Lord. Let it be practically applied, whatever we hear, Lord, because you said only those that do of the word shall be justified in the sight of God. So, Father, let us ask you to help us, O Lord, because you have opened up the eyes of your people, especially in this closing scene of earth history, O Lord. We know what is going on, and we know the enemy is at work, Lord. But we are at work too because you are trying to perfect your people for your second coming, Lord. And whatsoever in us that is unlikely, we ask to remove it. Forgive me for our sins, Lord. Let you be heard and you be seen, Lord. And Father, pray for receptive hearts for each and every one of us, Lord, that we will not allow nothing to distract us at this most important time. Father, we know the right arm of the Gospels is the last work. Combine the gospel, Lord. So I pray, Lord, that you will help us, Lord, to take heed, Lord. And each and every one of us have an opportunity to learn the way medical missionary work. Day by day, we can read something about the things of nature that you have provided for us, the counsel that you have given to us, to your woman's servant, and more science is revealing things to us that God wetted is important. We see all the world take up the vegan lifestyle. They are ignorant. They don't have what we have, which is the plant-based lifestyle, but they are trying their best to keep their body healthy, and that is a plus for them, Lord. But for us as your people, you said they wish above all things that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospered. Have your own way, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Going to need some readers tonight. So take out your Bible. I'm going to look at one of our first scripture. I love to go back to this story of Jesus Christ while he, after the wilderness temptation, the work that he did after that was amazing. But God prepared him for that work. And Jesus Christ was truly a medical missionary because he was one that was restoring the people. He said in Matthew chapter 4, we need some readers tonight. Matthew chapter 4.
Yes, my dear beloved, we're going to open the line.
Yes.
Come in Matthew chapter 4, what?
Matthew chapter 4, verse 23 through 25.
Okay, I'm just
Matthew chapter 23, verse 24, verse 20 to verse 25.
No, can you repeat again, Brother O'Neill? The first one.
Matthew chapter 4, verse 22 to 25.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to open this line, if you could read for me. 4238635. Can you read for me Matthew chapter 4, 22 to 25? Matthew 4. Your line is open. 4238635. Can you read it for me, please? Okay, maybe she's not.
All right. Okay. Matthew chapter 4, 25. Make I try to read my eyes.
From 20, it's from 22 to 25.
Okay. Matthew 4, 22. I'm coming, brother. Matthew 4, 22. Okay. Matthew 4, 22 reads, so read that, but I say unto you that whosoever is angry with their brother without a cause should be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever
Matthew
shall 4? Say to
his brother. No, Matthew, hello? Matthew 4.
Oh, sorry.
Verse 20. Matthew 4.
We're doing Matthew 5. Sorry. Okay. Matthew 4:22. Sorry about that. It said here, and they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. 24. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. 25. And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee, and from Damascus, and from Jerusalem, and from Judah, and from beyond Jordan. Here ends the reading.
Amen.
Amen.
So we see the work that Christ did. There is his baptism, right of his wilderness, his temptation, the temptation in the wilderness. He went about into Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel. So he was what? Teaching and preaching the gospel in their synagogue. And what? The gospel of the kingdom. And healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. So all the disease in Christ's time, he healed all of them. So my question, why is his people are not doing the same? Are we following Christ's example? Or are we doing what we want to do? Are we following the world policy? Or are we following Christ's policy? The world policy is fatal. But Christ's policy is the way that he wants his people to follow. It says here in Ministry of Healing, we need education in health principle. It says here in Ministry of Healing, page 125.2, it said, education in health principles never more needed than now. What? In 2023, yes. That was over 100 years ago she wrote that. And it says, education in health principles never more needed than now. That was in her time. Imagine in our time now. It says, notwithstanding the wonderful progress, listen to this carefully, the wonderful progress in so many lines regarding to the comforts and convenience of life, even to sanitary matters and the treatment of disease, the decline in physical vigor and power of endurance is alarming. Hear that? It says, the decline in physical vigor and power of endurance is alarming. So we have advanced technology now in our time that can tell what is going on in the body. So guess what? That technology cannot fix what's going on in the body. So it says, she says now to us, this one is to us, coming home to us now. She says, it demands the attention of all who have a heart, the well-being of their fellow man. She said, it demands the attention of all of our heart for the well-being of their fellow man. I'm going to go to our next book now. Testimony, Volume 7. Testimony, Volume 7. Testimony, Volume 7. At 70, page 62.
It says, you are there?
Yeah, I'm here. She says, many who desire to obtain, page 60. Well, pardon me, one second. Let me go to the right page. I'm reading from the wrong page. She says, page 62, paragraph 1. She says, we have come to a time when every member of the church should take hold of the medical missionary. What she says? We have come to what? A time. What time?
No.
The end of time. Now, this moment that we're living in. The world is a what? Laser house filled with victims of both physical and spiritual disease. Everywhere people are perishing for lack of knowledge of the truths that have been committed to who? Us. Us is talking there, Sister Powell.
Mm-hmm.
Which us is talking there? Which us is talking there? Seventh-day Adventists. Any church get what we get?
No.
They don't get what we get. Help message. All the things God give to his people. The members of the church are in need of what? Awakening. That means that we are asleep, right? Turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 13. Romans chapter 13. Romans chapter 13. Romans chapter 13. I'm reading from verse 11 through 14 because of time. It says, and that knowing the time, that now is high time to awake out of thy sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us what therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly in the day, not in riot, in drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. But you watch what Apostle Paul says in verse 14. But put E on the Lord Jesus Christ. What do you mean to put on the Lord Jesus Christ? The characteristic of Christ, the work that Christ did. We need to put on that work. Put on E the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. It says here, the members of the church are in need of an awakening that they may realize their responsibility. Christ says in Matthew, in John 9, verse 4, I must work the work while it is day, for the night cometh when no man shall work. So now is the time for the church to be at work. Started to say, when we have like a time for gospel outreach, and we call members of the church, let's go out and do some literature evangelism, especially after they finish their meal. Let's go and do a digestive walk and also help to distribute literature to the person that is out there who don't know what we know. Many people are unwilling to do that. But when it comes to feasting, we are ready for that. That's not good for the people of God. It says, to hide our light. It says, those who have been enlightened by the truth are to be what? Light bearers to the world. What? Those who have been what? Enlightened by the truth should be what? Light bearers to the world. Let's go to Isaiah, one of my favorite chapters. Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 60. Isaiah chapter what? 60. Isaiah chapter 16, chapter 60, verse 1 to 3 says, "Arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth." And what? "Gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising." So when we take hold of the medical missionary work, when we follow in the footsteps of Christ and do what he does, then people will be coming to us. People will be coming to us for help. We'll be going to people, but people will be coming to us. That's what the Bible says. They will seek after God, people, because they know that we have the truth, not just in words, but in life. So it says here, it says, "To hide our light at this time is to make a terrible mistake." What? "Hide our light." In other words, to lower our banner. We are Seventh-day Adventists. To lower our banner. In other words, is to what? To make a terrible mistake. The message of God to his people is, "Arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee." So God wants us to understand his principle that he has left for us, his people. We are living in a terrible time of earth history right now. Living in a terrible time of earth history. You know that we have a lockdown coming again soon. In October, they want to lock down the country again, so that they have a stronger strain, and they need to, they have a stronger strain of the virus, and they need to, everybody need to get back into their masks, to put on their masks, and they're going to have a lockdown. They're going to lock down the country so that people. So I want you to understand that the medical missionary work is the work that God's people are supposed to be doing at this point in time, because this is the work that God has entrusted to his people. There's a doctor that is very, very vocal since this pandemic began. It's Dr. McCullough. One of the doctors that was interviewed by 1RSDA personnel pertaining to his reading of the Great Controversy. And he read the Great Controversy. And he said he read it and he gave it to some of his fellow colleagues as well. And he said, "Truly what is happening in these last days of earth history, this book is speaking to us and telling us what is going on." And he says he's happy that he read the book. This man is a Methodist, but he read our book and he's convinced that all these medical tyranny that is going on in our world is orchestrated by the devil himself. So as a people, we have to analyze what is going on, what the enemy is doing to neutralize us as a people, that we don't do the work that God has called us to do. It's a grand work. It's a very grand work, and we have to take advantage of the opportunity, because soon, when this thing happens again, it's going to be not easy for us to be mobilized. Not going to be easy for us to mobilize. So that's why when the opportunity comes now, we should grab this opportunity with our hands and allow God to lead us as a people. So as it said here, in Acts chapter 5, we're going to go to Acts, the book of Acts chapter 5. Do what you said. Acts chapter 5.
Oh, you want me to read? Yeah, you want me to read it?
Oh, give me one second.
Okay.
Yeah, wait. Let me go to it. Remember, the disciples was doing a work. And while they were doing a work, the Pharisees was upset with what they're doing. And you know that they locked up Paul, right, in jail for the work that he's doing. And they said unto him, he should not continue to speak these words. In Acts 29, Acts 5, verse 29, they said to him, hold on, let me go back. So wait, give me one second. Let me go to it.
You want me to read it?
No, wait, Sister Paul. Give me one second. Acts chapter 5. Even the shadow of Peter was healing someone in the Bible. It says in Acts chapter 5, verse 15 and 16. You can read it, Sister Paul. Verse 15, Acts 5, verse 15 and 16.
Okay, I come in my computer, okay. Okay. Acts chapter 5, verse 15 and 16, read, inasmuch that they brought forth the sick into the street, and forth the sick in the forth in the street,
and laid them on beds
and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. 16. There came unto a multitude out of the cities round about into Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirit, and they were healed every one.
How much of them were healed, Sister Paul?
Everyone. Everyone.
Some?
There were in some? Everyone.
So, who was they working with? Under whose power they were working with? The power of God. So when we have the power of God, we can do great things. But listen what happened here after that happened. You know what happened? You know what the priest says in verse 17 and 18. Verse 17 and 18. You know what he says? Then the high priest rose up after all that miracle that is going on, right? All that miracle is going on. The devil is using the church, the prophetic members of the church, the leaders of the church. Then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with what? Indignation, anger. The other word, indignation, mean what? Anger. And laid their hands on the apostles and put them in what? Common prison. But listen what happened. But listen what happened now. Listen what happened. The power of God we're talking about right now. But the angel of what? The Lord. The angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, verse 20, go and stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of what? This life. Can they stop the work of God? Who can stop the work of God? The devil cannot stop the work of God. And when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning, taking what? Command. Our commanding officer is Jesus Christ. Our commanding chief, I mean, is Jesus Christ. And taught. But the high priest came. Who? The high priest came. And they that were with him and called the council together. And all of the children of Israel, and sent to prison to have them bought. But hear what happened. But when the officers came and found them not in the prison, they returned and told, saying the prison truly, saying the prison truly found we shut with all safety, and the keeper standing without before and the doors. But when we had opened, we found no man within.
Mm-hmm.
No man was within. But guess what happened? So then now, they came in verse, step on down to verse 28, verse 20, 26 and 28. Then when the captain with the officers brought them without violence, for they feared the people, lest they should have been stoned. Because this man was doing a mighty work. In verse 20, but when they had bought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, listen this carefully, saying, did not we straightly command you that he should not teach in this name? With this name they are talking, Jesus' name, right? A time is coming when soon, Seventh-day Adventists, they're not saying we should not speak in this man's name.
Mm-hmm.
But behold, hear what they said. But behold, listen this carefully. Verse 28 of Acts chapter 5. Behold, he have filled Jerusalem with what? Your doctrine. Should be full New York City, or wherever we are, Tennessee, any parts of the world we are. Fill them with the doctrine of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Hmm? All the fundamental beliefs of our church. Eh? Eh? Should we not fill? Eh? And behold, he have filled Jerusalem in what? Doctrine. And intend to bring this man what? Blood upon us. You remember what they said? Let his blood be upon us and our children's children. You remember that when they said? Hmm? Earlier before Christ. Crucifixion, let his blood be upon our children's children. Hmm? That's what they said. But hear what he says now. He heard bold Peter with his boldness. What he says in verse 29 through 31. He says, then Peter and the others apostles answered and said, we ought to obey what? God rather than man.
Yes,
we should
yes,
obey
man. Mm-hmm.
No, we should obey the law of the land. We should obey the law of the land. Why? No. We cannot obey the law of the land. We have to obey the law of God. We have to obey the word of God, not the law of the land. He says, we should obey God rather than man. In other words, we cannot obey man. Anytime man is going against our conscience, we cannot obey that. They are going against man's word, God's word. It is a violation of our liberty of conscience. You understand what I just said? It's a violation of what? Our liberty of conscience. So it says, then God, our Father, raised him up, he slew and hung on the tree. Him that God exalted his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And verse 32, and we are his witness of these things, so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God has given to them that obey. Hear that? God gives his Holy Spirit to those who are obeying. Not those who obey what others, what men say. They obey God. God's word is their guide. I'm going to jump on down here. It says, our artificial civilization. It says, in Ministry of Healing, page 125, paragraph 3, says, our artificial civilization is encouraging evils, destructive of sound principle. Custom and passions are at war with nature. Custom and what? Fashion is at war with nature. Practice they enjoin and indulgence they foster are steadily lessening both physical and mental strength and bringing upon the race an intolerable burden. He says, listen this carefully, the final sentence there says, intemperance and crime, disease and wretchedness are somewhere, everywhere. So, intemperance and crime and disease and wretchedness are everywhere. Said many transgress the law of health. Page 126, paragraph 1 says, many transgress the laws of hell through ignorance, and they need instruction. But the greater number know better than that they do. Greater number, Seventh-day Adventists, we know better than what we do because we have been counselors on hell principle. Follow the simple method that God has given us. Let our food be simple. Eat according to what God has given us. Fruits, vegetables, nuts, grains, the herbs of the field that he has given us in Genesis 1. Those are the food that God has provided for us. If we follow those principles, then we'll be healthy people. She says, the physician has many opportunities of both imparting, not the worldly physician I'm talking here, talking the physician practice God's method. Imparting a knowledge of health principles and showing the importance of putting them in practice. It says here, in page 126, paragraph 2, it says, the chief anxiety is to rid themselves of pain and convenience. So when people are suffering from disease, they just want something to stop this. They don't want to go through the process of making the body rebuilding itself by letting nature run its course, by following the laws of health, the eight doctors. The chief anxiety is to rid themselves of pain and inconvenience. And so they resort to patent nostrums. Patent what? Nostrums. Of whose real properties they know little, or they apply to a physician for some remedy to counteract the result of their misdoing, but with no thought of making a change in their unhealthy habits. So we just want a quick fix, you know. We don't want to go through the process. We don't want to change anything. We want to still indulge in the habits that is causing us to be sick and expect to be well. An ounce of prevention is better than a pound of cure. He says, immediate benefits is not realized, and another medicine is tried, and then another, and thus the evil continues. When you check the medicine chest, is full of different nostrums, and the problem is still there. If we follow God's method of healing, then we will be okay. So it says here, it's one of my favorite quotes from the Ministry of Healing. It says, page 126, paragraph 3, it says, people need to be taught that drugs do not cure disease. Yeah? People need to be taught that what? Drugs do not cure disease. It is true that they sometimes afford present relief and the patient appears recovered as a result of the use. But this is because nature has sufficient vital force to expel the poison and to correct the condition that caused the disease. So it says, often the effect of the poison seems to be overcome for a time, but the result remains in the system and the work great arm at some later period. What she says again in page 126.4, she says, by the use of poisonous drugs, many bring upon themselves lifelong illness, and many lives are lost that might be saved by the use of what? Natural methods of healing. Who gave us natural stuff? God gave us. It is God that gave us. See what she says now, the following paragraph at the bottom. She says, many of the popular nostrums called patent medicine, even some of the drugs dispensed by the physician, act as part in laying the foundation for what? The liquor habit. Listen to the habit that it caused. The liquor habit, the opium habit, the morphine habit, that are so terrible across the society. Now we have the marijuana habit. And the marijuana that we have is the synthetic marijuana. The marijuana that changed your frontal lobe, your thinking. Now they make it popular that everybody can go get an E cannabis to smoke, and they're smoking their brains out. Because that's what the devil wants. The devils don't want the mind of Christ to be in us. He wants us to lose our mind. And then when that's when he can take over. So it says the only hope for better things in the education of the people in right principle. The only hope. Only hope. In case of sickness, cause should be what? Ascertained. And we remember the line before says, disease is an effort of nature to free the system from the condition that results from the violation of the laws of health. So when you violate the laws of health, you see the results. As when, if you're speeding and you get a ticket, it's the result of your speeding. That's why you get that ticket. So next time you have to slow down. So
amen.
Disease is our friend. Disease is our friend because it is telling us that we need to take care of our bodies. But when disease comes, many of us, instead of we follow these principles. So the 8 laws contain nutrition, number 1. Exercise, water, sunlight, temperance, air rest, and trust in God. Yes, trust in God. So we call that the new start. It says our human body is a marvelous design and very robust, but will fail under constant exposure to abuse. Hear that? The majority of disease we suffer today are brought about by the unhealthy lifestyle choices, which in turn form habits, then go on to form what? Our characters. Our characters are all said and done what we are. Generally, these choices and habits are bought on by feeling one has to submit to the rules of the day and follow accepted practice of society, often without understanding the hurtful consequences.
Amen.
So we see
Amen.
God has given us the way how we should practice. And the 8 laws here, at our church, we have a manual that we set up so that we can give to the people. When a car is made, the company who makes the car writes a service manual to go with it. This informs which are the best fuel and oils for the working machinery in the car to keep it running in the best possible condition. In the same way, we are like machines that need good fuel to run well. Certain foods will make the best kind of blood, muscle, and bone in our bodies. To keep us running well, we need to choose our food wisely and keep our diet well balanced with the 4 main foods. The 4 main foods is fruits, grains, nuts, and seed, and vegetables. And I add one more to that, which is herbs. Because God said the herbs should be our food as well. So it says, we should follow these 8 laws. I'm just giving you a little tip of the iceberg on some of these laws. It says, exercise. If someone has just broken an arm or leg, it needs to be put into a plaster case for 6 to 8 weeks so that the bones can knit back together and heal properly. But you know that you have a plant called comfrey. They call it the bone knit that can put back that bone. If you make a plaster with it and apply it to your leg and wrap it, it can set back the bone. That's why they call it bone knit. Back in the days and in some states, comfrey is banned in America. In some states because of its healing properties. So it says, so when the plaster is removed, it can be easily noticed that the limb that was broken is smaller, paler, weaker, and more stiff than the other limb that had been frequently used. The joints of the broken limb will not move as freely as the good limb, and it could be more painful more for a time. I had a broken arm before when I was 8 years old, and if you check my 2 arms, one, you could see how the bone is look because of that. So it says, some people work a sedentary occupation, even though they are brain tired at the end of the day from standing or sitting for hours in every concentration, they need to exercise physically and breathe fresh air deeply. It would be well for these people to enjoy some late afternoon or early evening sunlight, exercise in the garden, cycling or brisk walking. So you see, all these stuff will help the circulatory system. Circulatory is a lot of movement, and also the lymphatic system as well. The lymphatic system, as I said before, if you guys were on the line, is the sewer system of the body. The only way the lymphatic system can fully clean through exercise. The lymph node. So it says, when oxygen is lacking, I'm going to close in a few. By 10 past 9, I'm going to close. So it says, when oxygen is lacking in the body, the blood moves sluggish, and the waste poisonous matter that should be eliminated is held in the body, and blood becomes impure. So what? Blood becomes what? Impure. What the Bible says in Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11, the life of the flesh is what? In the blood. So when the blood becomes contaminated, what happens? The blood cannot flow. What happens? When we do have a smooth blood flow, what happens? We have inflammation, and inflammation is the cause of all diseases. Dr. Otto Walberg says no disease can live in an alkaline body, but an acidic body. So exercise improves the blood circulation and helps cleanse the blood. Good health depends on good circulation. Get that? Good blood depends on good circulation. My final quote as I close. Final quote as I close. Here what she says in page 127, verse paragraph 3 of Ministry of Healing. 127, paragraph 3. The use of natural remedies requires an amount of care and effort that many are not willing to give. You hear that? If the body has been suffering for years, we want it to fix so fast, like we go to the gas pump and our car is running on low fuel and we just push the nozzle inside of the car and the car just pull up back and then we are good to go our next 100 miles or so. The body's not like that. The use of natural remedies use an amount of care and effort that many are not willing to give. Nature's process of healing and upbuilding is gradual. Hear that? And to the impatient, it seems slow. The surrender of earthful indulgence requires a sacrifice. But in the end, it will be found that nature and Trammell does her work wisely and well. Those who preserve in obedience to her laws will reap the rewarding health of the body and health of the mind. As the Bible says in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that he present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind. God wants to renew our mind, because unless the mind, she said, 9/10 of disease begins in the mind. 9/10 of disease begins in the mind. Because we think that we cannot get well. And if you think so, so a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. When God have all the resource for us. He says in Psalms 103, says he will heal us of all our diseases. That's what he was doing in Matthew chapter 40. He was healing all manner of diseases. He's the same Jesus. He's the same Jesus. Let's pray.
Amen.
Let us pray. Most kind of loving eternal Father, we thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us so much examples of how you do those things, Lord. You do use nature's method to relieve. And Father, when you cure disease, you cure both mind, body, and spirit. Help us, O Lord, not to follow the world standard, Lord. We see what we are about to face as a people. We see what had happened in 2020, just 3 years later, Lord, where a lot of health was trampled upon, Lord. And many of your people, Lord, follow the allopathic way and not the way that you have set up for your people. But help us, O Lord, to learn from the past, Lord, that we don't make the same mistake in the future, Lord. As Father, you have given us, we know what of the enemy's strategy. I heard a man just the other day said the reason why he took 3 doses of the vaccine is because of the media taunting him and the fear of his age, and he went. But he told me that he regretted it. So we know what the media is about, Lord. We know where the word media comes from, the word medium. Father, we know that because it is a place where the enemy used to promote most of his agenda. Have your own way, Lord, and help us, O Lord, to follow the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E, Lord, and not what man say, because it is written, supposed to be the motto of your people. Have your own way. Let us allow your spirit to lead and to guide us. We have so much encouragement. We have so much lessons. We have so much books that you have entrusted to us, which can help us to follow right principle, Lord. And we have your Holy Spirit that can guide us as well. Let your will be done, Lord. Forgive us of our sins, Lord. And help us, O Lord, to get back to your way, Lord. And do not go back to Ekron, Lord, but to follow out all the way. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother O'Neill, for that presentation. And my dear beloved, we listen to the sermon this evening, and I do hope that my brothers and sisters take all these notes. We notice what Christ to Christ method is the only way, as we have heard. And Brother O'Neill, I think you can do a part two, right? This is one, because there is so much information, even from part one, that we all have got this evening. So we do know that without Christ, it is impossible for us to please him. So we have to please him by being obedient to the health law. That is the right arm of the gospel. So I just thank you for that presentation. And I will just open the line if any comment. We are over time. We give God thanks that they did not cut us off. We are still on the line. So I just want to say thank you. And also 240, you want to have a comment or a query. You know, I just hope I give you a few minutes.
No, Sister Powell, it was very succinct. It was timely, and I can't add anything, you know, the detail to it. We just, you know, just take, and my prayer is that we take these messages that we're hearing, and we're not only hearer of the word, but we're asking Christ to allow us to be doer of those words that were spoken today by Brother O'Neill. So thank you so much for that as well. We look forward to the part two.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thanks. So we will just close and thank everyone. You know, we are asking our brothers and sisters. We know maybe you want to go to bed a little earlier, but you know what? These messages really good for us. And, you know, also we learn so much things about what Jesus have done in healing the sick. And that is the method, and also that is the work that's going to proclaim the gospel, the medical missionary. So it's very important for each one of us to study God's word, read the scriptures, and our ministry of healing, counsel and diet and food. And, you know, just ask the Lord to pour out his spirit upon us so that we will be well equipped as his representative to go out and share the gospel. So, my dear beloved, thank you. And we will just close out with another word of prayer. Eternal God, we want to thank you. Thank you for this message that was presented, Lord, from your servant. Continue to use him mightily as he proclaimed the health message throughout in New York City, and also where he come contact with everyone. We ask you for strength. We ask you for courage. We ask you for faith. And we ask you, Lord, to allow your spirit to be felt in each one of our hearts so that we will be able to be doers of your word.
We just want to thank you. We praise you and we bring honor to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Good night, my dear beloved. Have a blessed night, and we will meet tomorrow night, the Sabbath. We will meet, and just remember to be faithful. Jesus is coming soon. God bless.